This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. And then I offer my honest first impression based on 14 years of podcasting. Today, we are looking at the Podworms Spacecast. According to our good friends in Apple Podcast, we're seven lifelong friends. That's a lot of people on mic who bring life-altering comedy directly into your ear canals. Your ear canals. Yep. Reading is fundamental, kids. Directly into your ear canals every Tuesday. Their website is PW for Podworms, spacecast.com. We're going to listen to episode number 62, Year of the Worm, right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, and here we go. Year of the Worm.
Live from the Bassroom Studio 2.0 in Seattle, Washington, this is the Podworm Spacecast. The Podworms are seven lifelong friends who, just like Mystery Island, will take you to a flaming island of and attack you while you sleep. Welcome to the Spacecast.
Hey!
Well, hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Podworm Spacecast. So excited to be back with you again for another week. And let me introduce to you the full house we have with us tonight. We have our podcast promoter, Peter Fries.
Oh, hell yeah!
Wow.
We have our fan of the pod. He hosted the pod. It's Kevin McCoy.
Keep winning that Instagram sweepstakes.
He looks a thing like Jesus. He sells insurance. It's Phil Williams.
Yeah, I got you covered.
He's our pod stepdad. It's Mike McCoy.
Stepping right into a good time.
Happy to be here. It's Jim Charters.
Mystery Island?
And our V-neck aficionado, Chase Golka.
Hello there.
Nice.
Well, we have a full house, all the podworms in the room. It's an exciting, electrifying environment. We're hoping you enjoy the show. We got a jam-packed show for you tonight. Mm-hmm. We've got some pod mail. We are introducing the hottest snacks of 2019. Ooh. We have some fan questions and the introduction of a new game called Either Or.
Nice.
All right.
Ooh. So,
I'm nice stoked. Intro.
Andrew, new games.
You forgot to introduce yourself.
Love new games.
I believe I'm Dandy Andy, if I remember correctly.
No, you're the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah,
you know, I really loved our game of Mystery Island last episode.
Mystery Island, yeah. Were you pod fans playing along at home?
Well, clearly you were not, because it's not called Mystery Island, is what James is getting at. I don't know why.
I tried twice to hint that it was not Mystery Island.
My associate
Island.
James is trying to say.
Okay, well, I'm
not even sure you were at Danger Island, Andrew.
Oh.
Although it is full, it is full of mystery.
Yeah, also, which is a bunch of stuff that happened last week that I didn't listen to.
True, he did.
Yeah, you got thrown in the slime den.
You were the first loser, so.
Yeah, how was it being King of the Undead?
Yeah, how does that feel?
I mean, it made me feel powerful, a kind of power I've actually never felt in my life before up until that moment.
Like power of like not being useful to the game at all?
Well, yeah, something like that.
Kind of like no power because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Like a similar power to hosting the podcast?
It's similar, but not quite as sweet. So before we hop into our pod mail, there is a very on-brand thing that happened to me just recently at work. So we have a water cooler, and we drink a lot of it. We have to replace it often. And so right next to the cooler, there are several large water jugs, whatever you want to call them. They're multiple gallons of water.
I'll call them jugs.
They're
You say that you drink.
It may be regressive, but I still call them jugs.
Say that you drink a lot of it?
I don't personally. The people on my floor drink a lot of it. I technically do drink a lot of it myself, but not enough.
Let him get to the story.
Thank God.
But
it's funny, if someone asked me, do you got any good water stories? The first person that would come in my head is you, Andrew.
Speaking of coming in your head.
Oh boy, cum jokes. Yeah, so
there's
okay.
This big ass it's if I had to guess, it's maybe like 10, 15 gallons of water. It's a pretty big thing of water, right?
That's so many gallons.
Wow.
And so what I did is I came in and I was a little bit earlier than most people on my floor in the morning. And so I typically set my backpack down, I grab my water bottle and I kind of fill up for the day. And I'm sitting there and I'm pouring my water. And I don't quite fill it all up and it runs out. And I'm like, well, I could kind of walk back to my desk, pretend it wasn't me, and let somebody else replace the water. But yeah. I decided to be a contributing member of the team, of the company, replace the water. Well, so I grabbed the water off the shelf, and it has this white cap on it.
Yep.
It's kind of one of those caps where you have to kind of pull the little tab, and it unravels. It's kind of that, got a little plastic kind of tooth seal on it.
Yep, you peel it off.
And so I peel it off, unravel it, and then as soon as I did it, I realized that you're not supposed to take that white cap off, because all there is a little kind of hole at the very top and there's a sticker over it. And what you're supposed to do is just invert the bottle and stick it on the water cooler, and it pierces through the sticker and then the water. Because if you take the cap off, it doesn't go back on. And the opening is probably a good inch and a half, you know, in diameter. Oh, yeah. And so now I have a 15-gallon water jug that I've taken the cap off. You can't put it back on. And I don't want to just pour the 15 gallons down the sink and risk getting caught. Like, Andrew, what the f*** are you doing? Emptying out the water.
Well, you don't understand. The guy wrapped the cap and then didn't want to make a mess.
I was trying to help. But so as I'm thinking this, I kind of look up and someone walks in the building, and I looked like I had just shit floor and got caught doing it. I just looked up, I'm like, and she's sitting there and she's like, you know, I think we could still use it. And so she kind of like trying to make me feel better. She has her water bottle and she's holding the bottle. I'm kind of pouring.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, oh yeah, this is fine. And so I decided to do what any normal person would do, is I sat it on the countertop next to the sink.
Right.
And I grabbed two sticky notes and I said, on one of them, I said, whoops. pour at your own risk. And I put that one on the jug. And then I put one with a frowny face on the white tab that I ripped off of it and put it next to it. So it really told a story.
No, definitely.
But I was so, and then I kind of left it. I'm like, you know, whatever happens, happens at this point. I've done what I could. I feel remorseful about it, but you know what? The damage is done.
Oh Lord.
But the great thing was that I sit close enough to the water cooler where the whole morning I can hear people be like, what the hell happened here?
Couple things. Number one, here's what you did really, really well. Seven people, you blew through the intros. Everybody had a quick one line thing. There wasn't, you know, we're all trying to be somewhat funny, but you kept things moving along. I really expected that to be much more of a train wreck. Seven guys on mic is hard to do. And for the most part, it didn't cause too much. I mean, you're all talking over each other. That's fine. For me, you're trying to tell a story and people are trying to chime in and make it funny, which I kind of get. But like, shut up and let him tell the story, because this should be entertaining. Now, when we finally get to the end of the story, the only thing is I can identify with that. I think we've all been there. We've all been the person that you're like, wait, how does this go back on? Because you want to be responsible. I get that. Funny story? The thing that got me is when you said, I put a frowny face on a yellow sticker on that, and probably three guys in the back laughed. I'm like, meh, all right, for me, that wasn't really a ha-ha moment. And I would have rather just had you guys get to whatever you had prepared. So for me, I guess it was okay. Not really. I don't know you guys. The other thing you guys did, you had the curse of knowledge where you kept talking about last week's episode and the whatever it was, Mountain of Doom or whatever you guys were talking about. And I didn't listen to last week's episode. And you got kind of hung up on what did that feel like? And you had the name wrong and blah, blah, blah. And guess what? I wasn't here. And you're talking about stuff from last week that could have easily gone on the editing floor and nobody would have missed it. And instead, get to the water cooler story, let him fix it, come up with, I don't know, a punchline or something there to make that funny. Like I say, I can relate to it, but it sounds like you have all this other fun-filled stuff planned. And that was the other thing you did really good. Today we're going to do this and this and that and that. So I like that. You just derailed into this water cooler story that A, kept getting interrupted, and B, meh, yeah, okay, I get it. You took off the cap, and then what do you do? Ha, 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 ha. So for me, I would have rather gotten to the stuff that hopefully is funny. That was just something I was like, yep, been there, done that. So I'm not sure I would have led with that. But all in all, for having seven guys on mic, I thought he did a pretty good job of that. And hopefully everybody there knows when to talk and when to listen. And the cum joke, I knew that was coming. I saw that a mile away and yeehaw. Now here, everything I've bleeped out because I want to keep my show somewhat clean, even when there are shows that are explicit. So you've got a great camaraderie there. And I love the fact that you plan ahead of time. Just for me, you kind of derailed on the water cooler story that was meh. So that's my first impression. Would I listen to another episode of this? No, not really. I might, because it sounds like you guys might have had, you know, like it sounds like you put some thought into the show, which most people do not. So I'll give you credit for that. I just don't know. And like I say, you did a great job of kicking it off and getting through the intros. So you do value your audience, because otherwise that would have taken an hour just to get through seven people. So maybe I might listen to another episode because it sounds like you're trying, and that's always something I appreciate. So if you would like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, super easy. Go over to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. And if you want to leave a comment, you can do that. Just go out to podcastrodeoshow.com/262. That's where you'll find this episode. You'll also find links there to the School of Podcasting, the Podcast Review Show, and many other ways to boost your podcast. Thanks so much for listening. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you that there's always room for improvement. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.